Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we tell you more about Jamaica's pre-clearance arrangement with the United States to fast-track the export of fresh produce. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
The annual JIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back! If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the JIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you! Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration, depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at jis.gov.jm.
The United States Department of Agriculture USDA pre-clearance program accelerates export of fresh produce from Jamaica to the United States. The program was established through collaboration between the Plant Quarantine Division and the Agriculture Ministry. The arrangement gives farmers and other stakeholders a sure market and the opportunity to target specific crops for expanded production. The program also facilitates the expedition of trade to the United States with minimal inspection on arrival at U.S. ports, open trade of high-risk commodities, the avoidance of rejection or delays upon arrival, and faster access to markets.
Products coming from Jamaica are pre-cleared and they experience a fast track through the U.S. market. The significant realization of benefits under this program would mean that there's a greater level of efficiency, you know, with which the product gets a move through the system. With improved efficiency, then it reduces costs.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermot Spence. A pre-clearance list of 52 horticultural commodities can enter the United States under the pre-clearance program. This list includes fruits, vegetables, herbs, root crops, and flowers. The items are inspected and or treated to ensure they are pest-free, soil-free, and disease-free for export. Mandatory fumigation is required for peppers, thyme, and yams as a condition of entry into the North American country.
We use this as a best practice to target other markets.
In the event commodities are denied clearance for export, a form is issued stating the areas of concern, reasons for denial, as well as the action to be taken by the exporter and or the plant quarantine unit. The exporter may be advised to implement any of the following measures. Recondition the items by either cleaning or reprocessing, then return the products. Another measure would be to dispose of the goods. The exporter will be responsible for the removal and disposal costs associated with the disposal. The plant quarantine unit creates a log of all rejections. This includes the name of the company, quantity and origin of goods, as well as the frequency of rejections faced by the company. This will determine whether field and/or packaging inspection is required. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Don't run before you walk. Translation, don't run before you walk. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Get your heritage posters and publications now through to October 30 at the JIS. Spend over $1,500 and get a prize. Good while stocks last. We'll play our
part. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, take things in stages and don't ignore the early steps. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Connect with us at JIS on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.